introduce myself.
I'm the dude.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You sounded like someone else.
He's a criminal, that's who he is. A public menace.
Hey, Mom! We want it now! The meatloaf!
What the heck is going on out there?
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. 6:11, Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. 67 degrees, cloudy skies for you. I'm going to be a little cooler today. High 70s for you.
It's raining.
It's raining. Good. When I got in here, it was like light sprinkles, but wasn't really starting. So is it actually raining now?
Well, not right outside here, but it was in Richland on my way in.
I noticed that when I got in my truck in Kennewick that there was some light sprinkles on it. So they go, okay, a little bit light sprinkles. But when I drove here, I didn't have to use the wipers and that kind of thing. So welcome to your Thursday Throwback Thursday. It is 9/11, and we'll definitely talk about that. I remember that I had just started a morning show in Yakima, Washington, and the Twin Towers that morning. Yeah. I literally was in such shock that I didn't know what to say. And trust me, you know me. I can always say something.
I was in Florida doing the news, and I totally forgot which station I was on.
Right. You did. And so luckily, we shifted to our News Talk radio station.
We went to CNN.
Once we realized it wasn't just a plane accident, because when it first happened, the first tower, we're like, oh my gosh, a plane. You know, may have veered off course, whatever. And then the second one, we're like, oh no, this is an attack. Yep. I just remember being in shock and I couldn't go on the air. I just, you know, so luckily we switched to the News Talk and they took over the new, we went to like ABC News, NBC.
Horrific day.
Yeah. So, we will definitely honor that as we get going this morning. All right. Rodney Atkins on the way. Dash is coming up here and it is Throwback Thursday. So if you want to hear something, let us know. Being Thursday, also the Impossible Movie Challenge is coming up here a little bit later on.
And we've got Parade of Homes.
Parade of Homes. And are we, we're out of John Party, huh?
Yeah. No, we might want to think about, we do have Central Washington State Fair passes.
Oh, good.
And we've also got concert tickets to Old Dominion.
Okay, so we got stuff to get to here.
Yes, we do.
All right, happy Thursday to you. Let's get going. Rick and Patty, good morning to you. KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country. 102.7 KORD.
Patty, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in on this Throwback Thursday. It is the final week of our $500 Visa gift card, so if you want to win that, you can log on right now to the Cord app and get signed up. But the cool thing is the cash cow's coming back around, and $1,000.
I know. I saw that in my email. I went, what?
Yep. $1,000 a day. And then on some of those Thursdays, somebody's going to walk away with $10,000. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And we kick that off next week. Next Thursday, we'll start teasing that. It's going to be an awesome time. And, of course, think about that. Yeah, it's not the Powerball, but it's still $1,000. And I'd take that. You want to give me $1,000?
Think of all the Powerball tickets you can buy with that $1,000.
Exactly. Huh? So that'll be kicking that off Cash Cow very soon for you. So it's going to be a lot of fun there and more details on the way. All right, Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go. What foods just have to go together?
Well, you can't say peanut butter and jelly. I will say steak and eggs. I will say mac and cheese.
Those are good. Why?
I'll say pickles on anything.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting.
I know, I'm on fire.
PB&J for me absolutely has to go together. I love that. I'm with you on the mac and cheese. That's a great one. Spaghetti. Well, what about you need spaghetti sauce?
I say steak and eggs, and I'll never eat steak.
I love steak. Well, that's one of my favorites.
I go with, I say ham and eggs for me.
Ham and eggs, okay. Yeah. Oh, you know, different things. Some people would say pineapple on pizza just has to go together.
I'm down for that.
There's a lot of people who support that. For me, yeah, a pizza without cheese. I mean, I don't understand a pizza without cheese.
So, you know what's funny is, I think I've told you this, like, you know how we're doing this diet it's not really a diet. It's life changing, right?
Right. You're just following a list of food, exactly.
I'll be honest. I was a cheese snob.
Yeah.
I had cheese with everything, and I'm not missing it.
Yeah, that's the most amazing thing about this.
You know,
I thought
I would, and I'm not.
For me, pasta. It was like or even bread.
So you know me with the Olive Garden. I'm all about that.
Right. Yeah,
there are ways around it.
There are ways.
There are modifications you can make.
And once again, once you lose the weight, they don't say that you can't go have Olive Garden. That's not what they're saying. But you stick 80% to the plan.
Yep.
And the pounds will stay off.
You don't deny yourself. Go for it.
Yeah. So what?
They call them cheat days.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheat days.
Two things that go together.
Yeah. Well, for me, a Whopper. Well, burger and cheese. Well,
you're gonna go Whopper with cheese.
Whopper with cheese.
That's what you wanted to say. I think.
Yeah. Whopper with cheese have to go together. So what foods just have to go together? We want to know. Add to our list, and we'll share some of these on the way. That's the Facebook fun. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Number one for New Country, it's 1027 KORD, 67 degrees. Cloudy skies for you right now. Got Rick and Patty, and we're digging right into these Nashville news.
Lainey Wilson is going to be on tonight's episode of Celebrity Feud, and ABC released a little bit of a teaser yesterday. Steve Harvey asked Lainey, name is Britney Spears song that describes you in the bedroom. She says, hit me, baby, one more time.
Britney Spears, I love it.
Really? I'll be tuning in.
It's going to be worth it.
Meanwhile, Parmalee sharing details for their 2025 Feels Like Home tour. That track set to kick off September 12th in Virginia. It will conclude on December 13th in Katy, Texas. That tour gets its name from a popular track from the band's Fell in Love with a Cowgirl album. Tickets are available now if you are so inclined to see Parmalee. Iowa's News Now says that Tim McGraw and Nickelback's concerts at the Field of Dreams in Dyersville generated $11.2 million. Those concerts drew 35,000 attendees with 20,000 for Tim McGraw and then 15,000 for Nickelback. And Luke Combs' son, Bo, celebrated turning two. They did an Alan Jackson-themed party. It was dubbed Chattahoochee. That's cute.
Aww.
Party featured a photo station, fishing boat decor, and Chattahoochee-inspired treats. Guests got to enjoy fishing activities, themed cookies, and a special birthday cake adorned with seashells and inner tubes. Man, I need a birthday party.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Finally, I don't know if you saw this. I saw it on Instagram. John Rich saying goodbye to his personal tour bus. Here it is. He did a post on Instagram where he made a video of his 2019 tour bus announcing it's up for sale. He said, I hate to see her go, but it's time for somebody else to have fun with her for a while. Price not listed, so if you are interested, you can look it up at staleycoach.com. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Jason Aldean, Girl Like You, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Cloudy skies, 67 degrees at 6:50. Thanks for having us along on your morning commute. On the way, I'll give you a chance to win some tickets. Also, the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge is up at 7:50. Lots to get to. Other people's problems coming up in just a little bit. And if you've got the KORD mobile app, you can pop that bad boy open because it really is getting to be that time of year when a good bowl of chili sounds good, like with some cheese and some onions.
Doesn't
it? It really does. And
fall is right around the corner, and now we got football season, and why not?
Yeah.
Cozy up with a big bowl of piping hot. Now, do you like spice in your chili?
Not too spicy.
Yeah, I love it. Man.
The more spicy, the better for you?
I do consider myself a connoisseur of chili, and if you know of a good chili cook-off where I can enter mine, I would love to.
I love that.
So where's the best chili found in the state of Washington?
Well, you know because
I do know where it is.
You posted about it. Yeah. I know that tonight is Thursday night football. I love,
man.
For me, my wife always laughs because when it's football season, I'm all about chili.
Is a good excuse. Fritos.
Yeah, put the Fritos in the chili.
Why are you going to ruin a good batch of chili?
Yeah.
Well, I know people like Fritos with their chili.
Absolutely.
I get it. I know. But yeah, get your slow cooker out. That's what I use, a crock pot.
All right. So where is it and where is it located?
My house.
Yeah, well, it's at Patty's house.
Really.
Plus, I had a little fun yesterday with you.
Excuse me.
It's a little made up, but there's Explore Mores are the new Girl Scout cookies that are coming along. We talked about it to be Rocky Road. I did do Girl Scout flavors only Washingtonians would understand. So I made up some fun ones, and you can go check it out. And
I'm surprised you're not talking about the real big deal. I mean, now Girl Scout cookies are a big deal, but I thought you were going to talk about Adam West.
Oh, that's coming too. Adam West Day. We'll talk about that a little bit later on.
Okay.
We'll talk about that on the way too, because that's going to be exciting.
That's a big day.
That's coming up on the 20th. So that's around the corner. We'll talk about what they're doing down there in Walla Walla. I've been wanting to go to this thing for years, and I'm always out of town. This year I'm in town, so I'm going to Walla Walla for Adam West Day, and we'll talk about that. And I know Toys for Tots is doing something good, so we'll talk about Toys for Tots on the way.
Perfect.
So, grab the Cord app. See, all that information is up there for
you. It's all there.
Guys, it's up there for you. Check it out now, and it doesn't cost you anything. No paywall. That's the Cord app. Rick and Patty, KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country. 1027 KORD.
On home at 708, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in this morning. Appreciate you. 67 degrees for you. Expect hot days ahead. So today going to be a little cooler. Then we're going to warm up again with some hot weather starting tomorrow, apparently. According to the weather.
I don't mind.
Start warming up again for you. All right. Other people's problems this morning brought to you by our friends at Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Situation going on here. What's going on with Allison here?
Rick, Patty, I am 8 months pregnant, and I was waddling into a grocery store yesterday when I made a comment that pregnant women should be allowed to park in handicapped spots. Two other shoppers heard what I said. They got very upset with me. Irate. They said the spots should always be reserved for those who need help and not for those who are pregnant. Apparently, they've never had kids. Being pregnant is a full-time job. Having a premium parking spot would be helpful. I saw in Florida that it's actually legal for pregnant women to park in handicapped spots. What do you think about this? Should pregnant women be allowed to park in the handicapped spots?
Oh, interesting.
Allison in Richland.
You know,
I think so.
I will be honest and truthful right now with you. I got in trouble with my wife one day because I am one of those. I'm not the handicapped spot police, but I do get irked. I will not lie to you and say I don't get irked when I see some fully abled body person jump out of their car and go running into a grocery store. And my wife corrected me really quick. I'm like, I did the old man.
We don't know a person's situation.
And that's exactly what she says. You don't know what their ailment is. I said, I just saw him sprint from the handicap spot into the grocery store.
Okay, Jeff Jr.
Right. And so she got on my case about it one day. Now, I do, and I will put this out there too. I do know people who are able-bodied who use their parents' or their grandparents' placard. And they'll pull it. No, I've seen it. I do know it exists. So maybe.
I know.
This could be. Now, I'm going to help you out on this, Allison. Maybe not the handicap spot, but Target, Walmart, if you're listening, why not create a pregnant women parking stall? We've got the one where you pick up food right now.
I like the ones that they have reserved parking for veterans.
There you go. Oh,
you know. It's okay. I like when I see that.
Okay, I'm good with that. Yeah. See? So to me, it's like, yeah. So
Thank you for your service.
Right. I love those. And then handicapped. So maybe, you know, Walmart or Target or Yokes or whoever's listening, maybe you make a couple of pregnant women's stalls.
I don't know. I'm looking at the comments already, and everybody's saying, well, walking's good for pregnant people.
Well, I also know the feet swell, and I get that.
Again, we don't know a person's situation.
And I've tried to be less judgmental, even though I'm incredibly judgmental about those kind of situations, because I'll see somebody in the grocery store, they'll have the motorized cart.
You know,
and I try so hard, I'm like, okay, don't be judgmental. Keep your eyes on your food. Just ignore it. Because you don't know. You just don't know.
I don't know if they're called scooters or what they are, but right. I saw one guy on 395. Those things they go fast. What I mean?
Oh yeah. Go get. You think about we should steal one?
I don't know.
Should we steal one?
No,
try it out?
But
all right. We're going to go over there to Walmart and Yokes today and drive those around a little bit. Anne says, Shopko used to have a mommy-to-be spot. It was really cool.
See, I think that's awesome.
That is cool. All right.
I like that.
Thank you, Ange, on that. So, all right, Allison, we'll do our best to solve this for you. What do you guys think? Should there be pregnant women's stalls? Maybe there should be.
The comments are saying nope.
All right.
Being pregnant is a choice. Being handicapped is not.
All right. Well, man,
they're not wrong.
You guys
they're
are tough today. All right. So 547-KORD, app chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know. We're going to share your comments already going on in Facebook. Share your comments coming up. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Do number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. On the way, the New American Pasta Movie Challenge. That is on the way this morning at 7:50. But you know what? We got other goodies to give away, and we're going to give away some goodies right now. Right, Patty?
Let's blow these bad boys out.
What you got?
I have got four packs to the Parade of Homes this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And there are 9 homes on the parade.
Wow, very cool.
I know.
The cool thing about it, too, it's not just about people wanting to buy homes. It's like upgrade a home, different things you might find, little features and stuff.
These homes are pretty magnificent.
They really are amazing. So if you want to go this weekend, we got your hookup. We'll just, while we got supplies, right? While we got them last?
Yeah, just keep calling.
All right, so 547-KORD, 547-5673. We'll take the next few callers while supplies last. Parade of Homes, going to be a fun time this weekend. Rick and Patty, KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Thank you for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate it this morning. Right now, 67 degrees. It says lightning nearby as I'm looking at the forecast here. So I'm looking out at the
skies. Did you like that lightning show the other night?
My dogs didn't. I thought it was
cool. My dog hated the thunder.
Didn't like it at all.
He was not a fan.
We have a 60-pound Staffordshire mix, and he's a scaredy cat, too. Fireworks and thunder and lightning. He doesn't like it. And then our border collie, sadly, Barkley has become deaf. So he doesn't know.
He doesn't even know what was going on. Doesn't faze him anymore.
Barkley's going to be 13 here and this spring.
13?
13.
And wow.
Great dog. All he cares about is the ball. But Bodie, our 3-year-old Staffordshire mix, this like, man, starts shaking. Like, what's going on? Thunder, lightning. I've seen some amazing photos that everybody's been putting up. Around the Columbia Basin.
Of the lightning show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's super cool. It's super cool, guys. I mean, I'm really liking that in the Facebook feed. If you didn't know it, today is National School Picture Day.
Oh, so great.
Remember some of those?
Did you ever take a bad one?
Oh, of course.
Every year mine was bad.
I look at some of those, and I'm like, oh gosh, what were you thinking? Number one, what were you thinking? Now, I will be truthful with you. What? I'm very jealous when I see kids that are picture perfect all the way through.
That's a good looking kid.
I'll see a kid that's good looking, and I'll go all the way from kindergarten all the way to senior. I'm like, man, you know. And you know, just perfect. Yeah. Meanwhile, you and I don't know about you, but I went through the greasy. I had the greasy hair and the zits and all that. That's my 7th grade picture. It's my 8th grade picture.
Gosh.
You know,
because we were so awkward then. They always gave you like a little comb to comb your hair.
And the weird thing is for me, it was interesting because it was an interesting phase. Puberty was because did you get a lot of zits? At all?
I got a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some people don't get it.
And I always get one like underneath my, in the corner, the crease of your nose or whatever. What is it about that spot?
Right. Some people are lucky enough to go through school and
without.
And then I was not one of those kids. So junior high, probably to early high school. And then I woke up one morning and it was just gone.
Really?
Like, yeah. So I was one of those kids where like, okay, I had, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th, whatever.
And it's a real deal. Clarisil and all that. I had a friend, man, she used to have like prescription medication for her face.
It can get
That's a real deal.
Yeah. And so I was fortunate enough, like my sister Lisa, she's scarred from acne.
Oh, wow.
Logan is scarred from acne. Mm. So luckily it didn't happen to me, but I understand that sometimes, like you said, prescription.
Oh gosh, yes.
Yeah. It's not something necessarily you can control, even though they say, oh, fried foods or all these different.
You stay away from. Yeah, oh, I know.
Remember all those old wise tales about it?
Yes, and it's terrible. My brother called me pizza face.
Come on. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Shut up.
So we're going to have some fun. National School Picture Day. Funniest or embarrassing school pictures? Oh, we all have them. I wish I could dig some up right now. You'd be laughing. You'd be laughing your butt.
I'll post them.
All right, I'll send
you. Just
your...
don't laugh too hard.
I don't know if I have any. I'll have to go check. I mean, I try to keep them out. I try to keep them away from it.
There's one. I think I might have. It's obvious I discovered makeup. And I went a little heavy on the eyeshadow and the blush.
I love it. All right, National School Picture Day. We're going to take some calls. This is going to be fun. Rick and Patty, KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Karen Wood, Undo It, 747, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD, your morning commute with Rick and Patty. 67 degrees, cloudy skies for you right now. It is Thursday, which means it's time for the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge. I almost lost my spot.
Is it possible or impossible?
It's impossible. Well, we love to make it possible for you. Because
of course.
We love people to win. I mean, that's my big thing. People have always asked me about when we do these radio contests, like, why do you make it so easy, Rick? It's because I've never liked the disc jockeys that do the War of 1812. Who was the commanding officer on the battlefield? What? That's not fun.
How am I going to
Yeah, that's not fun and entertaining for anybody.
Never stump the professor.
Yeah, oh, yes, any of that stuff. It's like, no, man, just let people win. So it is the Impossible Movie Challenge, thanks to America. And what are they going to win, Patty?
So we have 2 months of Netflix. And can I just say, I got done watching, I binged it, The Waterfront.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. There's so many things that you can watch.
On Netflix? Do. Oh, yeah, goodness, you could, yes. You could just have Netflix as your only streaming service.
Yeah,
and
you're
never
good.
And never get through all the content. Nope. It's insane how much content they got. So we'll give you a chance to win some of that right now, thanks to our friends at Numerica. And it is almost, I will put this out there, it's almost October. So think about the context in which I'm going to play this movie clip and the time of year. Mm-hmm. Take a listen. Here it comes.
It's not as if she were a maniac, a raving thing. She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
Mm-hmm. We do.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
I will say this. I've seen the house on the Universal tour. If you go by the house there, I almost did the sound effect that you would definitely give it away. But 547, K-O-R-D, let's give somebody a chance to win it right now. Good morning, K-O-R-D. You got a guess for us. What movie is that from?
Maniac.
That's not Maniac. Good one, though. Hang up, try again. Thanks. Good morning, K-O-R-D. You got a guess for us. What movie is that from?
Exorcist.
It's not The Exorcist. Hang up, try again. Oh, gosh, may have a stumper today. Good morning, K.O.R.D. You got a guess for us?
Frankenstein.
No, I'm going to go, All right, so good morning. Good morning, K.O.R.D. You got a guess for us?
The movie Psycho?
There it is, Psycho. Yes. Absolutely. I was
gonna... What was that sound effect again? Psycho staff. That's Rick's attempt.
In the shower, yeah.
I know.
So there you go.
Norman.
Yeah, Anthony Perkins, what a great movie. Alfred Hitchcock, and yeah. Scary. Mama? I'm terrified of Mama. Sorry, are you? I'm terrified.
Who is this? What's your name?
Andrew Mitchell.
Oh, well, good morning. Good morning,
good
Andrew.
Job.
Andrew, hang on here. We'll get you taken care of just like that, buddy, okay?
Alrighty.
All right, there's Andrew, and that's how you do it. Psycho, what a great movie. That was a fun one right there.
Psycho.
Norman Bates. So congratulations there. We'll do it all over again. Don't worry, next Thursday, 7:50, same time, 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way. 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
New proof light sprinkles for you, Tri-Cities. And of course, I'm sitting here thinking
Rick
about it.
Rick went out and tested.
I did. I went out. 806.
It's raining.
It's light sprinkles. As my wife would say, we differ on the volume
Rick
of rain.
Rick says it's raining, and Megan says it's sprinkling,
right,
Rick.
Exactly. 68 degrees for you. Rain showers right now for you. Well, if you didn't know it, today is National School Picture Day. So, funniest or most embarrassing school pictures? We were reminiscing earlier about it. I went through the pizza face stage, sadly, you know, and all those. And no one wants to go through that stage. So, and the greasy hair. I was one of those kids. Yeah, I'll fess up to it. You know,
I remember my first grade one. I needed like a haircut desperately.
Good.
What the?
Did you have a good bowl cut or anything like that? Anything?
No, I had the hair in my eyes.
Right,
and
right.
I had my Alice in Wonderland, my really cool. It was a shirt, but I wore it as a dress.
Oh geez.
Yeah.
Oh geez. I just know in I think junior high, those were the most awkward ones. I was always always jealous of the kids who took perfect pictures, you know. And I was always one of those awkward kids that just did not take a good picture. So 547 KORD, but taking your calls, tell us about your most awkward school day picture. What you got?
It was about a week before school pictures.
Okay.
We just got the notice in the mail.
Yeah.
And I just cut my hair myself.
Oh,
I looked
no.
like I had a mullet.
All right. Mullets. Oh, yes. I've got a couple of great mullet ones. I got mullets.
I remember way back in the day, it was cool to have your hair feathered.
Oh, my God. Farrah Fawcett.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was the 70s.
My hair, it looks like I could fly away. I had two big wings, one on each side.
All the teenage boys with the blonde, and they had that parted in the middle.
Oh,
and,
my gosh. Yeah, that was cool, too, to dye. Well, not dye your hair, but put sun in
right.
it.
Right.
Lighten it up.
Yeah, all that. Oh, yeah, I did that. Did you? Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, I'd go get a bottle of it.
Yeah.
And turn
spray
your
hair, it on.
Turn your hair orange. Yeah, turn your hair orange and all that. 547 KORD. It is school picture day, National School Picture Day. Tell us your embarrassing school photo. Tell us about it.
I would probably say when I was in fourth grade, I was getting my school pictures done. I had picked this very pretty dress and everything. Mm-hmm. The morning of, I fell down the stairs. I lost my two front teeth.
Oh, no.
And when the camera guy said, smile, you could see my tongue. In between the gap where my teeth were supposed to
be. When you're missing your teeth, it's one of those things you can't leave it alone, basically. So love these stories. Keep them coming. 547-5673, 547-KORD, National School Picture Day. And good luck, kids. We're all counting on you. Thumbs up on that. Speaking of counting on you, of course, let's talk about losing some weight because Patty. Can we get a new number for you, Patty? Because I know it's way up there.
Well, it's not way up there.
Yes, it is.
43 pounds, guys.
43 pounds.
Can you believe it?
It's way up there, thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss. Right, Patty?
I never thought I would do it. I mean, I remember going to the doctor and getting on the scale. I would just cringe. And now this last time when I went, she looked at me. What are you doing?
Yeah. You're so proud of it. You should be proud of it. This is an incredible accomplishment. And you did it without any of the stuff.
Yeah, no drugs. I haven't really exercised. Now, I do walk my dog every day. But no prepackaged meals, no surgery, none of the drugs, no injections, none of that. It's just healthy eating. It's a lifestyle.
You literally just follow the list, and it's good food. You and I both have been on it. I've lost over 21 pounds.
And you look fantastic.
And notice I've been off of this diet for months. And have not gained.
Rick
any.
Is maintaining, ladies and gentlemen.
No problem, because it changes your life.
And absolutely.
Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Dr. Lopez. Get a free consultation, right, Patty?
Yep. Call Tri-Cities Weight Loss, that is, 509-410-0670. Online, it's tricitiesweightloss.com.
And when you call them up, just let them know that Rick and Patty sent you 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Marshmallow Miles on at 822, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Rick and Patty, light sprinkles for you right now, about 67 degrees. Today's high about 78, 70 right now. It's got that humid, muggy feel in the air right now. Just letting you know about that. All right, other people's problems. Let's tie this off with Allison. Boy, I did not realize what people were going to say. It looks like it's
I was off.
Very one-sided today. Yeah. But what's going on?
So she's 8 months pregnant, and she says, I was waddling into the grocery store yesterday, and I made a comment that pregnant women should be allowed to park in handicapped spots. Well, two other shoppers heard me, and they got irate with me. They said the spots should always be reserved for those who need help, not for those who are pregnant. Well, apparently they've never had kids. Being pregnant is a full-time job. What do you think about this? Should pregnant women be allowed to park in handicapped spots? Allison wants to know.
And I like that Ange had written us earlier on Facebook saying that Target used to have the mommy-to-be spots. So that's kind of interesting. So what are people really saying about it there, Patty? Get us started.
Right from the top, Michelle says, I'm a handicapped driver. I've also been pregnant. No, unless you're having complications for which you can apply for a temporary permit. But pregnancy is not a disability. What about grocery pickup? Is that not good enough?
That's a good idea there. Mm-hmm. Carrie Ann says, being pregnant is a choice. Being handicapped is not. Some stores do have special parking for mothers, but no in parking and handicap. And that's from Carrie.
Sarah says the same. Unless your pregnancy is causing you to have short-term disability and your doctor's help, you apply for a permit? No. And Chris says, wouldn't bother me at all. I have four kids. I understand how hard it is for my two ex-wives to get around.
Jason says, pregnant women aren't handicapped, so therefore it should not be using the handicapped parking spot. If it's so much of an inconvenience, go to the store before, but because you want a closer spot, why not just order and have the delivery service take care of it for you? Yeah, good point there, Jason.
Michelle Lynn says, nah, girl, get your steps in where you can. It'll help you stay healthy during your pregnancy. And then Tara says, having two kids myself, walking is good for pregnant women, unless otherwise told by their doctors.
I like what Liz says, and this has always been my favorite thing. If you have a handicap permit, then park there. If you don't, don't. That's from Liz.
Mm-hmm. Aaron says a lot to unpack here. Two random people popped off at a pregnant woman 8 months along. These are probably the ones who say pregnancy was your choice, but being handicapped isn't. Yet, they'll accept morbid obesity as an acceptable handicap.
Good. Oh, boy. Thank you.
Right?
Yeah,
well.
Yep. Yeah.
She says, park in mind it. Your own business.
And she says, park in it.
Park in it.
Man, she got somebody gave her a little angry face, too.
I
woo!
She's not wrong there either.
She's not. I am not unpacking that by any means. All right, Allison, we did our best to solve it for you. 547 KORD, app chat us what you do in this situation, other people's problems. Yeah. I'm still, before we go to break, I have seen people take their parents' or grandparents' plaque and use it. And that is what frustrates me when I see somebody who's perfectly able-bodied using their parents or their grandparents or a legitimate handicapped person's.
Well, yeah. And be honest, though, me and my husband, we fight all the time. Jeff, he'll get mad at me. He's like, well, why do you have to park right near the front? And I'm like, I don't.
Don't? Okay.
So now I'll park as far away as I can. We're walking, even with your hip replacements.
So here's the deal. So you opened up a can of worms.
Yeah.
Here's the difference. My wife and I are 100% totally opposite. When I go to a store, I park as far away as humanly possible. And she has got, and we will circle. We will circle the parking lot.
I will not.
Just park. Park the car, man. Park the car.
That's right.
It's like, she goes, we're not parking out in Siberia. Yeah. And I'm the same when I'm the same when I go to concerts. I would much rather park away from the venue so I can walk to my car. And by the time I get there, it's already cleared out and I can get my car and go.
How about this? Have you ever forgotten where you parked?
Well, of course. Yes. Seinfeld. Seinfeld, of course. Absolutely. All right, Allison, did our best to solve it for you. Hot topic today, 547 KORD. What would you do in the situation? We want to know. It's Rick and Patty, KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.